the screen here. It looks like it was about 4 years ago, in which we pre-approved you for just hoping maybe that you had a chance to look it over. We get a bunch of these.
Go medical.
Is Verna there?
Verna no longer works here. She has retired.
Oh, really now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can point me in the right direction then.
Okay.
Does there happen to be a controller or CFO or someone along those lines?
He is, but he's on the line right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can you hang on a minute? He's off the line already. Hang
sure.
on.
Gauze and cotton were introduced, what was commonly used to cover wounds in American hospitals. It was pressed sawdust. Please hold on another moment.
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. And yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. I know you're probably pretty busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approval that we had sent out to the business. It was based on some financing that you guys had done with Wells Fargo, looks like a couple years back, if you recall. And it was just based on your lending history with them that you were creditworthy enough to give a pre-approval out for some working capital and equipment financing. So I was just kind of circling back with you to see if you guys had anything in the pipeline.
I know that the owner, well, see, we're owned by one guy that kind of owns three different locations.
Oh, okay.
And he, I don't know if he secured his financing yet, but he was looking.
Oh,
do you have the
great.
Amount that he's pre-approved for?
Yeah, it was $250,000.
And this is Wells Fargo?
No, this is Bank of Cardiff. And we had given that offer based on his history with Wells Fargo, since he was a creditworthy business there.
Credit history with Wells Fargo.
Do you know,
get back or give him so he can get in touch with you?
Yeah, definitely. It's 858-252.
You're in San Diego.
1499. That is correct. Are you familiar with us there?
1499. What are you, Kearney Mesa?
We are actually on Miramar Road.
Miramar Road, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, nice. So you visited or are you from there?
Oh, I'm from San Diego, man. I know the pyramid and that Miramar Road.
Oh, no kidding. We're right by the pyramid.
At Camino del Rio and all that. So.
Yeah, exactly where we are, actually. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Figured out where you're at pretty quick.
Yeah, I was a little surprised. I was like, he knew the area code? Like, but yeah, do you know what he was looking to do?
I'm not sure on the amount. I know he got contracts with three or four different new care centers.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to fulfill those contracts, and he's trying to get financing to be able to do it. And kind of play with the numbers and figure out how exactly we're going to do it, like liquid oxygen or if we're using portable concentrators, depending on how much money we have to work with the reimbursements are.
Okay, I see. Perfect.
So let me give him a call, and I'll... What's your name?
My name is Hashem.
Hashem? How do you spell that?
That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
All right. I will give him this number and your name to call you back and see if that is going to be an amount that could work and make sure his standing with Wells Fargo is still good, because that would kind of destroy the whole thing.
Yeah, definitely.
And see if he wants to go that route.
Definitely. But that pre-approval that we had sent out, I mean, it's not like that's it. So we based it on a lot of different things. Have you ever heard of a working capital loan?
Yeah.
So for the working capital loan, we base it off of sales. Right?
Right.
So we're not lending to you based off of your credit or your personal credit or anything like that. We base it off of the sales of the company. So at the end of the year, whatever you've sold, do you know what the what your sales are, like last year, for example?
I don't have the numbers for all three locations, but I know we were at, this year, we passed the million mark around into May, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Wow. So what we do is we can lend 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So with no collateral up on your end, you don't have to put up a home or whatever it is. you know, versus a line of credit where you have to do that and it's callable by the bank at, you know, whenever they want it. So what we do is we lend it based off your sales. And so whatever you guys had at the end of the year, 10 to 15% of that.
Okay, so it would probably be come out to about 250 because I think it was something like 3 million.
Yeah, okay. And yeah, you're looking around at least 300 right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay, well, let me see if that's going to work for him. I'm not sure what kind of amount he's looking for exactly.
Sure. How about this? Do you happen to have a good email? I can just shoot over the info, and then you guys can take a look at it there.
Sure. It's T, letter T, I-G-O, like I go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like first letter of my name, Tom, T, Tom. I go, at DMS David Mary Sam.
David Mary Sam.
Yeah, medicalsupply.com. So TIGO at DMSmedicalsupply.com.
.com. Okay, I'll put a little email here together for you with you know, some additional info on our website and all that stuff for you to look at and show him. Would it be a good time to follow back with you next week, maybe?
Yeah, next week would be great.
All right, awesome then. We'll be in touch.
All right, we'll hear from you then.
All right. Good talking to you. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.